In January of 2004, the Department of Inspections in Providence, Rhode Island, received an anonymous tip that there were people living illegally in two mill buildings in the Olneyville neighborhood of that city. Inspections confirmed that there were indeed people living in the Oak and Troy Street mills, which inspectors determined were zoned for manufacturing, not residential use, and which were not up to building, safety, or fire code. But what inspectors might not have realized was that these buildings were the hub of Providence's underground art and music scene, and home to about 60 artists. A little more than a week after the first inspections, about 40 of the artists are gathered on the sixth floor of the Troy Street Mill. They've just met with the property manager, who told them they have 3 days to clear out, but less than 24 hours before the landlord's demolition crews will arrive to tear down their spaces.
This is the first piece of paperwork we've received in the 2 weeks since this started happening. It's from the lawyer. We've seen nothing from the city and nothing from the landlord, nothing from the property manager up until this letter, which actually isn't notarized, is a photocopy.
People are trying to figure out if they'll have a place to stay once they've been kicked out.
I thought I had a place to go, and then today when it was like 7 in the morning, and I was just like, but like my cats can't go there quite yet. You know, it takes a long time.
It takes more than 12 hours to figure out what you're going to land in.
Yeah. If they had given us notice a week and a half ago when they came in, that would be a different story. But with 14 hours, that's just unbelievable.
That's no difference.
Each of the building's 12 or so spaces is about 4,000 square feet with 20-foot ceilings. The artists living here have built makeshift partition walls and filled their spaces with salvaged appliances, furniture, musical instruments, art supplies, and piles of bikes, none of which is easy to move on such short notice. They pack through the night. At 7 a.m., the demolition crew shows up, but the crowd of people standing outside with signs that read, "We need more time," deters them from even approaching the door. At 11 o'clock, everything happens all at once. The property manager arrives. So do lawyers for the building owner and the tenants, camera crews from local news stations, and finally, building inspectors and the fire marshal.
I want to get up to the shanty commerce here. This is just all wooden walls. Wow. See this right here? This is a trap door. See the trap door? And apparently they go up on the ladder, and these kids are in this area. If there's a fire here, there's no way they're getting out of this building. Look at this. This place would go up like a matchstick.
Why couldn't we have more time?
Okay.
I'm glad you're alive to yell. I'd rather have you yell at me than see you walk out of here in a casket. We've had no involvement other than we're making sure that nobody in this building gets hurt. That's why we're here.
And who are you saying we?
The city of Providence. The fire department and the building department.
Because we spoke to someone from the building inspector this morning who told us they were coming at 11 to lock us out.
We are the building department. We were here at 11 and we're not locking anybody out.